It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Ricker.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we'll talk about why the smoking rate for Native Americans is going up, and we'll hear about an effort to turn things around here in Wisconsin.
First, there are nearly 600 cities and villages in the state of Wisconsin, and they're home to a majority of the state's population.
A new report released for the first time this year provides a barometer of how cities and villages are doing, and among other things, how they're funding their services, how their citizens are faring, and more.
Joining us now to talk about the report is Jerry DeShane. He's the executive director of the League of Wisconsin Municipalities, which released the new report. Jerry, welcome back to Central Time.
Hey, Veronica. Thank you for having me.
Well, what were some of the key issues that this report wanted to take a look at?
Well, this was the baseline year. This is the first of an ongoing series of studies we're going to do. But we wanted to ask local governments about service levels. How's your police response time, your fire response time? What's the condition of your roads? What's your overall economic outlook generally?
And if you had to sum up what you found in a couple of words, what would you say?
Pretty good. Pretty good with some storm warnings on the horizon. I think what we found was that, by and large, most Wisconsin cities and villages came out of the Great Recession. They made some tough decisions, but managed fairly well with tight revenues. We're a little concerned about cutbacks in maintenance of streets, but the other thing we're a little concerned about is the smallest of the small. Wisconsin has a lot of very tiny villages and cities, and a number of those have not yet recovered from the recession.
Well, let's dig in a little to the pretty good aspect of what you found. How are cities, municipalities, villages doing when it comes to revenue?
Not bad. Over the period of this study was 2011 to 2014, and just for a point of comparison, local revenues over that period went up 2% over the 4 years. Revenue to the state went up 8%. But despite that, most of the cities and villages managed to maintain or even improve police response time, fire response time, ambulance response time. Where we saw a little bit of drop-off was in library spending, a little bit of a drop-off in some of the general government expenditures, and then also a little bit of a drop-off in street maintenance.
Now, again, was there a difference there that you found when you looked at the bigger urban areas versus the smaller cities and villages?
Yeah, that's something that I think we all need to be very aware of. There's a dramatic difference, frankly. Wisconsin's flagship cities, Milwaukee, Madison, Green Bay, Appleton, and on down the list, quite frankly, most of our medium-sized and large cities, they're attracting new residents, they're attracting millennials, people are moving to urban centers, and they're growing, they're developing, they're doing okay. That's not necessarily happening with all of our small, more rural villages and cities.
So when you look at those more rural places in Wisconsin, what are the biggest challenges that you're seeing there?
Well, the biggest challenge is simply demographics. They're aging. Their population is getting older. It's getting smaller. I do need to back up here because I'm at a conference of mayors, and a couple of small city mayors took issue with me. The mayor of Keel said, "We are doing just fine here, thank you." So you have to be careful not to say this is a problem everywhere. But the reality is Wisconsin generally and some of our smaller, more northern communities specifically are getting older and smaller, and they're simply going to have to make do with fewer citizens and, as a result, fewer tax dollars.
And I know one thing, a spot of concern in the report that came up was civic participation in some of these smaller places. What did you see there?
Well, it's either one heck of a compliment or it's a big worry. And frankly, I'm leaning toward worry. In most communities, and again, dramatically more so in small communities, the majority of offices, public elected offices, have one or fewer candidates running for them. We have some village boards out there that have vacancies simply because nobody wants the job.
Jerry DeShane is with us right now. He's the executive director of the League of Wisconsin Municipalities, joining us to talk about their new report on the state of cities and villages in Wisconsin. And let's talk about infrastructure next. This is a point of contention statewide. How are things like bridges and roads faring across the state?
Well, again, I have to start from pretty good, but about three-quarters of the local roads and bridges are in very good or good condition in Wisconsin. The problem is that percentage that are in very good or better condition has gone down 4 percentage points. It's gone down, and the percent of roads that are in fair or poor conditions is starting to rise. So what's happening here is we're seeing the impact of deferred maintenance.
And looking at something that concerns just about everybody, whether you live in a city or a rural area, is the availability of jobs. What did you find out about the employment picture in Wisconsin?
Well, the employment picture in Wisconsin is very good. Again, the bulk of those jobs are concentrating in our urban areas. The greater challenge is the number of bodies available to fill those jobs.
And any ideas about different directions that cities and smaller towns and villages are dealing with that problem?
Interestingly enough, today I'm at the annual Wisconsin workshop for mayors and other chief executives. And we're talking about that. We're talking about what does it take to, you know, be a risk taker, to be that visionary leader for your community. As I said, I hate to keep coming back to the village of Keele, but they believe they're doing very well. They're doing it very quietly. They don't want to make a lot of fanfare. But it starts with leadership at the local level.
Now, I know that you've said that we may think there sometimes there is this perceived gap between bigger cities in the state of Wisconsin and the rural areas of the state. But you point out, you like to make the point, that there is interconnectivity going on, that we rise and fall together. Do you see that playing out in the report?
Veronica, that's something I think we all need to think about and look at more often. What I like to point to is Harley-Davidson. They build body parts in Tomahawk, Wisconsin. So in order for Milwaukee to prosper, for Harley to prosper, Tomahawk has to prosper and vice versa. I think we're going to stress, the league will stress more and more that interconnectivity. The other thing, we talk about roads. Wisconsin has more paved roads than most other states. Historically, that's because we needed them to take care of our dairy farms. But from our perspective, that's an economic asset. That's an economic tool that we can use to move goods and services more efficiently.
So looking at some of those tools to bring to lift all boats, and how do you expect the state of Wisconsin and the cities and towns and villages you reported on, how do you expect these places to use this report to improve things moving forward?
Well, I think they want to take a look at what their assets are. In the examples, in the mayors today that sort of took issue with me, every one of them had a unique community asset, and they built on that asset. And I think the challenge for us is whether you're Milwaukee or the village of Strum up in Trempealeau County, what are your assets? What's unique about your community, and how do you build from there? That's where success lies.
Now, this report just came out. What are you expecting the next one, and what are you hoping to learn from that one?
We'll do the next report a year from now, and we will probably look at these same issues because we want to track them over time. But the other thing we're hearing about is placemaking, the sort of soft and squishy, not talking about blacktop and things like that, but talking about things that make communities unique. And I think we need to explore that a little bit more because this one was really very data heavy. The next one needs to be a little bit more, you know, what are your community amenities? What are the things about your communities that make it attractive? And see what that tells us.
Well, Jerry, thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for your time, Veronica. I appreciate it.
Jerry DeShane is the executive director of the League of Wisconsin Municipalities, and he joined us to talk about their new report on the state of cities and villages in Wisconsin. You can read that report on the Wisconsin Public Radio website. It's WPR.org.